Be happy in every life. We have some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
Hi, this is Gail Moskowitz, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters. And thank you very much, Liz, for that wonderful introduction. I don't generally get such a lovely introduction, and I am thrilled to be here. And yes, everybody at this station does what they do out of love for the radio station, out of all sorts of reasons that we volunteer our time and our energy to bring this radio station to you. And it's absolutely fabulous, really, and fun. And I'm glad you're listening to me today. And I somehow just lost the page I was reading, but I'm going to find it again in just a minute. So anyway, this is Gail Moskowitz, and you're listening to Mental Health Matters. So last week I spoke about a few different things. One of the things I spoke about is that this life of ours is not a dress rehearsal. And the three emails that I got about talking about our lives and how we need to live our lives, and we need to live them every day, and we need to not be lazy and to think about the decisions that we're making and to deal with our stress. And the three emails that I got all were encouraging me to remind people every week that this is your life and not a dress rehearsal. So in order to give you, the listener, what you want, I will mention it right now. This is your real life, not a dress rehearsal. And this week is our real fun drive for WRIR. And I encourage all of you to dive into your life now with gusto. Don't delay. Call us and donate. If you love this station and you want it to thrive, make a pledge and make it now. 622-9747. Please call us. So today I'm going to discuss mood disorders. You know, as you know, Mental Health Matters is a program dedicated to issues pertaining to mental health and interpersonal relations. We talk about addiction, sex and sexuality. We discuss healthy ways in which to live a more thoughtful and emotionally honest life, ways in which to live your life so you feel more fulfilled. And each week we try to highlight an issue, discuss it, after which I give you, the audience, an opportunity to ask questions or weigh in on the subject. And I have some great subjects coming up with some great guests in the next couple of weeks. Pam Hinterlong will come and speak about supportive employment for individuals with mental health difficulties. Dr. Wendy Klein will speak about menopause and the emotional roller coaster it can create. You can't miss that show. This is a nationally recognized individual. Dr. Klein is a nationally recognized expert on all issues about menopause. We also have a young lady who is going to come speak to us who's involved with ROSME. ROSME is a local organization that helps young people who are gay and lesbian, transgendered, confused, trying to come to grips with who they are. They come together to support and help and sustain the mental health of these kids. This young lady is going to come speak to us just really from a perspective of, you know, moving through adolescence. She's in college now, and she's going to talk about how to help people manage the barrage of emotion and criticism that comes along with coming to grips with their gender identity and sexual interests. The number at which you can reach us today is 649-9737. If you'd like to make a pledge, 622-9747. Mental Health Matters comes to you every Thursday at 1 p.m., and I hope you'll continue to listen. Today, I am going to talk about mood disorder. And I'm going to talk about the mood disorder that comes to mind for me today, right now. In the next week or so, and I'm not sure the exact date, we change the clocks back. So the light becomes less prominent during the day. They do it so that people can wake up and it's a little bit lighter, but the day is short and the days get shorter and shorter. And this lack of light creates something that many of you may not know about. It's called seasonal affective disorder. Now, a lot of people think that the highest incidence of suicide come around holidays like Christmas, but that isn't true. The higher incidence of suicide come at varied times during the year. And it's believed that the fall creates more depression and more incidence of self-harm than any other time of the year. And the reason is that it's a process of mourning. People with seasonal affective disorder begin to mourn as the fall begins to come out. The leaves, while they're beautiful and splendid, they leave. The trees become bare. The weather becomes less comfortable to go and come outside without having to think about bundling up and putting on clothes. And even for people who like the cold weather, they still have to have another layer of thought about moving into the cold weather. It's harder to get around in the cold weather. And this darkness begins to descend. And each day as the fall goes on, the light becomes less and less. And there are a whole lot of people who begin to feel all the symptoms of depression. They feel the symptoms a little bit. It's a chronic thing. It's a little bit more of a dysthymia. And dysthymia is a chronic depression that you wouldn't describe dysthymia as a full-blown major depressive disorder, but you would define dysthymia as the kind of depression that seeps into your sense of self and just chronically sits there almost on your heart, in your psyche, coloring how you look at the world, coloring how you look at yourself. So even people who have perfectly good moods all during the other parts of the year begin to have these feelings as the light begins to abate and the leaves fall. And this is called seasonal affective disorder. They might find that they hibernate more. They have a difficult time waking up. Their appetite becomes voracious. They have a hard time wanting to socialize. Once they come into their house, they have a hard time wanting to go out of their house. And this is called seasonal affective disorder. And I bet that a lot of you may have felt this and not even really known that there was, let's say, a label to put on this, that it's not an abnormal kind of thing. So you might want to know how to address this. And I will tell you a few things. For some people who do not take antidepressive medication any other time of the year, might take a little bit of an antidepressant just during these months to keep their mood up. And then they go right back off of them as soon as the season ends. For some people, they do very well sitting just for a short period of time every day under these special lights. And you can look up on the internet where you can get these lights. You can talk to your healthcare provider. If you see, you know, if you're seeing a psychiatrist, you may be able to speak to them about it. But they sit under these special lights, and apparently this is very helpful. Another thing that people do to help themselves with seasonal affective disorder is they stay mindful of keeping connected to the people in their lives whose company they enjoy. And while they may not go out as often as they might during during the year when the light is longer, what they'll do is create plugins for themselves that make themselves socialize. So they'll have a weekly card game, or they'll find indoor sports to play, or, you know, all sorts of things to kind of keep them mindful of staying connected to the things that bring them joy in their life. And if you know this is going to happen, it's important to begin to think about taking care of it before you even, before your mood shifts into melancholy. If you look online, you can get the information about the light therapy. I'm not going to go into all the nuance of that right now because I don't think that's a great use of our time when you can just go look that up. There's a caller. This is Gail Moskowitz. You're on Mental Health Matters. What can I do for you today?
Yeah. Hi, Gail. I have a couple of questions for you. Does contributing to nonprofits or public radio improve your mental health at all? And then also, would contributing improve your likelihood of getting seasonal mood disorder or seasonal depression?
You know, that those are two just tremendously good questions. And let me answer the first one first, and then we'll speak more fully about the second question. So your first question is contributing to WRIR or contributing to such a wonderful organization like public radio, does it do well for your mental health? Does it help your mental health?
Exactly.
And in truth, we have, if you even go into any literature about the things that connect us to the world in a positive way, what you will read over and over again is that people who give of themselves and people who stay connected and that they make a pledge, they are loyal to the things that bring them joy, that those are people who have a better sense of self and have a better sense of well-being in the world. People who give of themselves financially have a sense that they're doing well in the world and that they're contributing to the all those things that sit at the foundation of their mental health. If I give to public radio, then public radio will be around. If I give to public radio, then I get to listen to those shows that bring me joy. If I give to public radio, I'm getting outside of my bubble and I'm being unselfish. And people who are unselfish tend to have a better sense of self and more joy in their lives. So
that is fantastic.
You asked another question, which is, can it solve problems of seasonal affective disorder? And I'll say something, and you might kind of laugh about this, but if you are spending a little bit more time at home over the long winter, it's nice to know you have a radio station you can listen to that will bring you joy right into the confines of your own house. Thanks for the question.
Yeah, thanks for the lovely answer. Okay, bye-bye.
A good segue into reminding you all that this is our fund drive, and we'd love for you to contribute with your heart so you can feel good about yourselves, so you can believe that you have the power to bring joy into your own lives. And you can do that easily by calling us today at 622-9737. Is that the right number? 622-9747. 622-9747. You can donate to WRAR. And if you want to call me today with any questions about mood disorder, it's 649-9737. I wanted to talk about another issue about mood disorder. I want to say one more thing about a seasonal affective disorder. This is a very treatable disorder. Don't hibernate. Don't, because then you're going to start to feel bad before the fall even comes because you're going to be so anxious about this happening that you're going to start feeling bad before it's even time to feel bad. You can think about this proactively. You can have a proactive relationship with the things that pull you out of your dysthymia, of your dysthymic stuckness, of your melancholy. Have more things to do at home that bring you joy. Find out about these lights. Talk to your healthcare provider about taking some medication that might help you during these months. Find other ways of thinking about this shortened time. Like if you're home more, you might put on your calendar and on your schedule things you've been trying to get around to at home, and come up with one project you can do over these fall months that actually so at the end of the fall, you'll think, oh my God, I got this done, and that makes me feel so good about myself. Believe it or not, seasonal affective disorder begins to abate at the end of the fall, and it begins to abate as winter comes, you know, in the middle of winter. You don't have to wait till the end of winter sometimes for it to abate, because it's like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And also the days begin to get longer again, and believe it or not, the seasonal affective disorder will begin to abate. There is a lot of seasonal affective disorder in countries and in places where they don't have any light for half the year. And there's a high suicide rate there, too. Anyway, this is your life. It's not a dress rehearsal. Be mindful of taking care of yourself in the fundamental ways. Don't let this become a pall over your life every year. I want to talk a little bit about another kind of mood disorder that we all might be very familiar with, and that's called dysthymia. And I talked about this a little bit when I was just telling you about seasonal affective disorder. So I was talking about this kind of melancholy that comes over you at a certain time of the year. But dysthymia is the kind of melancholy that takes hold of you and sits inside of you all the time. I like to describe it as that character in the Pooh books, Eeyore. A person who just has a hard time feeling the joy in their life. A person who just has a hard time seeing themselves outside of that window of sadness. And this is called dysthymia. And you might be so at one with your melancholy that you wear it as a badge of honor. It's so entrenched in your identity that you don't even believe that there's a way out of it. And there is. You don't have to wait until you get a major depression to treat that chronic sense of melancholy. It's not a good way to go through the world. And people who are melancholy in this way might be more cynical, more irritable, less easy to please, have less joy in their lives. And that makes no sense. This is a treatable disorder. And we can talk about it again as the weeks go by. I want to just say a couple of things about treating this kind of chronic melancholy. And that is, you have to acknowledge it. If people have said to you that you seem sad all the time, if you know you seem sad all the time, if you have trouble seeing joy in the world and you just think you're a cynical person and you think that makes you hip, it doesn't make you hip. It makes your life less full. So the first thing you need to do is you need to acknowledge that you live in this core of sadness. And the second thing you need to do, and you can, is you need to begin to talk to other people about the ways in which they might bring joy into their lives. You need to, first thing is, just write a list of the things you maybe once brought you some joy. We're going to talk more fully about this as the weeks go on. For today, I want to say to you that this is Mental Health Matters. This is Gail Moskowitz. I'm going to continue to talk about mood disorder next week, and I hope that you'll join me. I'm going to continue to talk about ways to conquer your dysthymia next week. I'm also going to talk about major depressive disorder and a little bit about bipolar disorder next week. But for now, this is Gail Moskowitz. This is Mental Health Matters. And please call us. Give us a ring today. Donate to the station, 622-9747. Have a great week.
Be happy. In every life we have some trouble. But when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry.